Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Bobby Witt Jr., ambassador for MLB's Play Ball.
Let's play ball!
It's an accessible, fun way for kids of all skill levels to learn the game, make new friends, and most importantly, get out and play ball. No prior experience needed. No bat or glove, no problem. We provide participants with their own bat and ball kit so kids can come as they are. Don't miss Play Ball Weekend, June 5th through the 7th. Visit playball.org to register for an event near you today.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Stephanie Brown Bryant.
And Preston Bryant.
And we are tuned in to Let's Talk About It with the Turners. Distant
I'm grooving. Everybody who is in our age bracket, they remember that song. I believe a lot of babies was made on that song.
Bring the lights down.
Yeah. And the distance became shorter and shorter.
Very narrow.
As they came together.
Yes.
Okay.
Paper thin.
We don't want to get ourselves in trouble. All right. You're back with the Turners today on Let's Talk About It with the Turners on WAOK 1380 News and Talk Radio. This segment of our program celebrates couples, and we call it Couples Cafe. Every couple has developed what I call, Rob, an algorithm, you know, something, you know, it's just, we have it. We finish each other's sentences. We sometimes are in each other's head and we don't even know it until the words come out and it sort of kind of jolts you. It is a process or a set of rules that couples follow to solve problems. It's their way of communicating effectively, and it empowers their marriage. This does not happen by accident.
Or suddenly, either.
Or suddenly. It comes over time as a result of commitment, communication, collaboration, and trust.
Yes.
We have a phenomenal couple here that has joined us today that's going to share their secret sauce. We named this segment of the program Distant Lovers.
Love at a distance.
Love at a distance. And this couple, the Bryants, Mr. and Mrs. Bryant, they live in separate cities. Now, I know you probably somebody fell out, but they live in separate cities, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine that, but this is in real time and the marriage is thriving and alive. So I'm excited for them to come to the table.
Yes, and I'm excited about to hear about their algorithm. What keeps that flow? What keeps that move?
The secret sauce.
The secret sauce. So welcome, Bryants. How are you today?
Babe, tell them a little bit about their position.
Amazing.
Good. Well, let me just introduce you all to the audience. Preston is the CEO of a long-term acute care hospital in Greensboro, North Carolina. And Stephanie is the director of teaching and learning in the DeKalb County School District. So you're both doing great things to enhance the community and help the people that are around you and in our areas. So, guys, what are the challenges? First of all, how long have you guys been distanced from each other in this marriage?
Well, that's what I wanted to start with. You know, we've been together since 1998. We didn't start this distance relationship or marriage until 2000 at the very beginning of the pandemic. So we were together at the same place, same house, all that for 22 years before the last 4.5 years. I've been going back and forth from Greensboro, North Carolina, back to Atlanta.
That's good. That gives me some hope, Preston, that you laid a foundation by living in the same house and getting to know each other. And then you did a pivot. You did a change. So thank you for sharing, giving us some context. Do you have children?
Yes. And first, I want to say thank you both. I was delighted to hear the banter about Thanksgiving dinner, which reminded us of a few of our conversations. but we have four beautiful children, and that's a story within itself. That's why I laughed about this segment. So we have a 42-year-old. Doing the math, Miss Vicki.
Wait a minute now. I'm looking at child pictures. Is this a picture of your high school?
They look like they're about 42 years old.
It's a piece behind it. A 32-year-old, a 21-year-old, and an 18-year-old. Okay. And our two daughters are the oldest. They're my stepdaughters. Mm-hmm. And the sons are my bio babies with Preston.
Okay.
And I was married once before. I'm sure my wife doesn't think my life didn't start until I got with her.
But, you know,
things happened
exactly
before we were together. And my 42-year-old daughter, she's not my biological child. I've been in her life since she was 7. We're only 10 years apart.
Mm-hmm.
I later married her mother, and we moved from, I'm from Philadelphia originally. We moved to Atlanta back in 1992. And then after a few more years, we got separated and divorced. And at that time, my daughter was 15. And in the course of our marriage, I had my first biological daughter, or my second daughter, the 32-year-old now. And when we got divorced, my ex-wife moved to D.C. And essentially, I was 25 years old when I met Stephanie, or 26. And had custody of my 15 and 5-year-old daughter. So,
so Ms. Vicki, I met this man, and he had a 15-year. He was 26 with a 15-year-old and a 5-year-old.
Wow, that's a good woman.
They're our babies.
It is.
Yeah, they're our babies. And it was my grandmother who I wasn't quite sure. My grandmother said he's a good father. She got to know him. I'm from Camilla, Georgia, so my grandparents raised me. And I let both of them vet him, and they said he's a good man. And you need to talk to Jesus about it, and let's see if it works. And it's worked.
It is.
That's awesome.
Isn't that amazing? It truly is. Now, with that distance, there has to be some challenges. What kind of challenges and or benefits do you have in reference to love at a distance?
I'll let Preston start with a challenge.
I like to start with positive things. I always look at things from a positive perspective.
Okay.
And again, after being together for 20-some years before it happened, the positive things is, we get into our normal routines. And my wife always says that we're together for 42 hours a week. So we want to make the best of those 42 hours. So, every weekend we date or go get a massage. We really utilize and make those 42 hours very special.
Mm-hmm.
And really are into one another during that time. Especially now, our youngest son, just went off to college in August. So we're empty nesters. So we have more opportunity just to be focused on us. And, that was really the benefits that actually, in my opinion, has strengthened our relationship because we're more in tune and we have to focus more on making sure we're meeting the needs of each other because we're not there each and every day.
Mm-hmm. And we have to be very intentional, I think.
Sure.
Now, the challenge is sometimes I just want a hug. I just want a hug or a kiss. I've had a bad day and I want to see my husband and he's too far away and he doesn't like to FaceTime. So I don't know why he is, but we even got the one of the devices that you can use as you go around the house to see each other, and he hates it. So we maximize our time talking so that we can keep in touch throughout the week.
Well, I'm not a technology buff, and my wife loves technology, number one.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other part is half the time when we're FaceTiming, she has it pointing up at the ceiling. It's dark. I can't even see her. It's just a waste of time.
Okay, hold it. Hold that.
Now, wait a minute. We're not trying to start no arguments now.
Right,
okay?
Hold it right there.
Yeah.
I think, Rob, this is a perfect time for a break.
Yes.
And so we're going
to. Ding, 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 ding. Go to the corners.
Okay. Bryant, we'll be back with you shortly.
Yes.
You're on Let's Talk About It with the Turners, WAOK 1380 News and Talk Radio, the voice of the community. You're with the Turners. We'll see you in a minute.
Chris, if you don't stop playing that song, I'll be on the other side of the table with Vic, okay? All right, watch it. All right, welcome back to Let's Talk About It with the Turners. We are at the Couples Cafe right now with the Bryants, Preston and Stephanie. But before we go back to the Bryants, we have a new first-time caller online, Brooke. Brooke, are you there?
She just dropped,
okay,
sweetie.
Okay.
I was thinking about, before we went on the break, Stephanie was getting ready to talk about some of the challenges. Mm-hmm. I know I like the fact that Preston started off with some of the good things, being positive. And there are some challenges, and I think we would do ourselves a disservice if we didn't share what they are and how you manage them. So, Stephanie, right. I think you all have taken a break in the corners, and you've gotten the sweat dammed off of you, got your energy, you got everything you need to come back into the ring. So tell us about those.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Challenges.
Communication has to be crystal clear with us because, there are, and trust. We've gone under the, I fully trust and believe and value our relationship. When we don't go to bed angry, so when we are mad or upset or if there's confusion or frustration, we always start our conversation, or I do. I've learned to start our conversations because we can't see each other, and I don't want him to be anxious. I always start, do you know what the phrase is?
No.
I used to say, I got something to talk about.
He doesn't like it.
So we've learned to communicate clearly with what the problem is, what steps we need to take, and we own each other's actions. And we hold each other accountable. I love being near my husband. He's amazing. And he's cute. I like being near him. I like to see him. So there are times where, you need the physical touch and he's not there. And that's challenging.
Mm-hmm.
We've always had pretty clear, they're not really rules, but just the way we move and motivate regarding money and religion. That's always been very clear. So, and we don't like to fight. We don't like to argue at all. The last big argument we had was a Christmas tree, and I'll make it real quick. It was a big issue for me to have a traditional Christmas tree because that reminded me of home and of my family and my grandmother's. And one year, he and the boys just did not want to be dealing with it. I wanted them to get the tree out and put it up. Nobody was interested. And there was nothing about Jesus that I said in that conversation about the Christmas tree. Nothing. And when I came home Friday, I cut up real bad. It was very, very bad. And that's been a couple of years ago. When I came home Friday, my tree was up. My husband drove all the way home from Greensboro before I got off the flight, and my Christmas tree was up and lit, and it was the most beautiful thing.
All right. I get it. Okay.
Yeah,
Preston, you are husband of the year. Okay, you got it. All right. I'm giving up my crown to you.
You know what? The reason why he conceded like that, you guys, because my tree, okay? See, you've triggered me. You've triggered me this today.
Well, it's laying down in the den. It'll be up soon.
Okay. See, you triggered me. Okay. I got to get a drink. Let me get some water here. But Preston, yep, I'm serious. I got the warm and fuzzies when she was saying that. I'm a hopeless romantic. And the fact that you would do that for your wife is a beautiful thing, all joking aside. And we need to, just acts of kindness, they go a long way. But Preston, I think you were going to say something too.
Yeah, I was just going to say the key part about that. And again, my wife was very upset. I think that was 2 or 3 years ago. Even the next Christmas, we had 2 or 3 trees trying to make up for it. But the important part, and again, with having a distance relationship, is paying attention to those clues. She had a long and stressful week. So I was trying to figure out when I got home and I had 3 or 4 hours before I had to go pick her up from the airport, what could I do to make her day? Learning from that previous bad experience, I wanted to make something good and special for her. So I was able to accomplish that. So, you have to, even in arguments and struggles, and in this case, challenges that occur, how can you take those experiences and improve upon them and move forward? So that was a small token to my previous mishap from a couple of years ago.
Well, you know, Preston and Stephanie, you guys are really, you are the standard bearer. You have raised that standard in reference to how a marriage is supposed to look from a distance. And really, it's not only that, it's you give, there is a hope from a distance. Because a lot of people lose hope in their relationships when they're apart. Mm-hmm. And even come into relationships saying, well, if you got to take that job, I don't know, it's going to be out of town, so I don't know if we can handle it or whatever. Instead of sitting down, taking count of the cost, but yet moving together to build a foundation that will strengthen the relationship and take it to the generations and the family. So I'm just saying thank you for the standard and the hope that you're giving those who might have distance and struggles with that. It's not easy. We understand it's not easy, but it's possible.
Yes.
And, and from what I'm hearing, Preston saying, what you're saying, you listen to one another. You take time with one another. You come and you become intimate with one another. And I'm not just physical, but emotionally and spiritually and those type of things. So it's very important that we move and operate in that. And speaking of that, obviously you're speaking a love language. Mm-hmm. And that's what's so important. There are 5 love languages: words of affirmation, acts of service, quality time, physical touch, and receiving gifts. So which are your love language? Which one or how many of them are your love languages?
We have several, but quality time has become our primary one because we don't have time to waste. In that weekend time, even like when we're off for the holidays, a lot of times we're just trying to handle the business that couples will do during the week. But when I see my husband, I want to be with my husband. Mm-hmm. And so that quality time is important. And we do like physical touch.
Always good.
Right. That's where I was going. And then just overall, and it's not just for us, but our entire family, acts of service is an extremely important part in receiving joy and happiness. When we have a family meeting with our 2 daughters are grown and way out the house, but our younger sons, they have busy lives. One of them play football in North Carolina. The other one is in college at FAMU. And so we don't get a lot of time for us all to be together. And thankfully, we were all together for Thanksgiving, too. But we have a family meeting Christmas morning, because we don't do a whole bunch of gifts. They don't want that stuff anymore, or I'm not sure how that occurred. But we talk about our goals and things that we're thankful for. And one of the things that we discuss outside of financial stuff, it's a big part of finances, is, for the previous year and for the upcoming year, what are you most proud about that you accomplished that you did for others? And then, what are your goals for the upcoming year of what you want to be able to do for others? So we pray about that every day when we pray, and it's a part of our reflection of, the previous year and what we want to do going forward. So, acts of service and doing things for others is very important for us overall, too.
You guys know you're going to have to write a book because you have too much greatness in you in reference to how a marriage looks from a distance that will benefit many people. So I want to get that first copy, autographed copy. So I'm looking forward to it. Please,
you never thought it about together. It. We got to get pinned down to do it. But that's a good idea, Mr. Turner.
Have you all thought how long you will be in this arrangement, if you will, in the distance? Is there a foreseeable time that you'll be joined together in the same city?
Well, now I have to admit, Ms. Vicki,
it changes from day to day.
It does. Okay.
I see us maybe a couple more years, possibly. I really wanted my youngest to be out of college, but the truth is, it might be sooner. And it may not be full time. Like I may be able to do some part time there, part time here, but it's coming to a close. I think 5 years is upon us, and we've done a really great job of, you know, managing in those 5 years. But I really do miss seeing him every day.
Well, you know,
originally our goal was 5 years.
Okay.
Now we're at 5 years.
Okay.
And I have five more years until I plan to retire. So that would be the maximum time frame.
Yeah.
But she goes back, and she's eligible to retire this upcoming year.
Okay.
So that's why it's uncertainty.
Okay.
Well, stay with us a few minutes longer. We have to go to a break right now at the top of the hour, and we'll be right back. You're listening to the Let's Talk About It with the Turners on News and Talk Radio, 1380 WAK. We are the voice of the community. Call us at 404-726-1380.
News and Talk Radio, and this segment of our show celebrates couples. And we have a phenomenal couple. You know how you meet people, honey, and you sense something, you know, in your spirit. You hear something they say that kind of speaks to you. And I did. When I first heard Stephanie share that she was in a distance marriage, of course, it piqued my interest. But I heard her speak about other things that really spoke to her leadership and her character. And I knew it was something very special about her. But today, there's no doubt. This is a phenomenal couple.
Absolutely.
And as anybody who really knows me knows that my problem is I was raised on Harlequin romances, and I love them. I read every one of them. I only met one other woman that did the same thing as me, and my sister Jai in Alabama. I start jumping up and down when I said, I read all the Harlequin romances. She said, me too. So, but this is Stephanie and her husband, Preston. They reek of Harlequin romances to me. I'm a hopeless romantic. I love love. And all things with love are not always happy and rosy. They're real though. And I celebrate this couple because the earth, I believe the earth groans, if I could say that, for the manifestation of something like this.
Exactly.
You know, when divorce is so rampant in our country, in our community, among our people, many of our young people who have abdicated the responsibility to even marry anymore. But this couple, and they had an unusual pairing. She married a man with, you know, a ready-made family with bonus children, as they describe them, a 15-year-old and a 5-year-old. That speaks of his character right there. A man willing to raise and take the responsibility to train his children up, and happen to be two girls. But I could talk all day about you all because you've got me. You've made a believer out of me on so many levels.
You know, they got me too. You know, I'm sitting here thinking, well, maybe I should move out of town.
That might be it, honey. I never thought you would do such a thing, though.
I never thought until I talked to them. Thank you. Thank you so much, Brian. Appreciate you.
We're open to new things.
That's
and
right.
And part of what we are discovering is what the next looks like for us.
Yes.
Right?
There you go.
And we are going to talk about the next that's coming up in our lives. And who knows?
Yeah.
An offer may come. Preston, do you need anybody up there?
Really?
Because, you know, some days Rob get on my yesterday nerve. You know,
Righty, so. Right along.
But we wanted to come back and talk a little bit about conflict. Because you said we don't like to fight and, you know, all those warm things. But I want you to tell us, how do you manage conflict? Because I know you have it.
Oh, yeah. Plenty of conflict.
Well, it sums it up in this small little story. And I think it brings it all together and even how couples stay together. We've supported each other in whatever we were doing, our whole relationship. I wasn't in healthcare.
Years ago.
I'm a licensed general contractor. I've built, hundreds of houses. Mm. We live very well off of that, much better than we live now. People hear CEO and think you make a lot of money, but it doesn't all. Or I'll just say we did very well financially in my previous career. So back in, I think it was 2009 or 10 when our financial markets crashed, Stephanie and our next door neighbor at the time decided that I needed to change careers. And my wife told me I needed to become a nurse because I needed to have more stable income.
I told him broke ain't sexy is what I said.
And she decided that I was going to be a nurse. I had no thoughts of ever going to nursing school, being a nurse, any of those things. And this goes with the not wanting to fight or compromise that you have to do in relationships. In my mind, I agreed to do it I agreed to do it because I thought, nurses only work 3 days a week. I can make my wife happy and keep my family together and be a nurse 3 days a week. And then I can do what I love, construction, of 4 days a week. And that will all work out. I always say that our last name is Bryant and we're Bryants, and whatever we do to the best of our abilities. In doing so, now I went from being a nurse to going up through administration. I've had leadership. I've been in leadership since 1989. And once I got into it and learned to love it, I just determined that, that was going to be my focus. And now I'm in a different state other than where my construction license is and all the different things that changed. But, that was out of compromise. Her supporting me and me supporting our family of wanting to keep us together. As she says, being broke isn't sexy. I thought I was sexy, and I was never broke, but.
But we do have, we don't fight a lot. I mean, when I say fight, there are disagreements. But we just know you can't fight forever, and we're too old. Like, that's stressful, and I ain't trying to be stressed all day. So we talk it out. We find a time when we're not distracted, when we can really, even when we can't see each other, when we can just hash it out. And, it has to be loving. There shouldn't be any yelling and screaming. If it is, somebody's got to be the bigger person and say, look, you got to chill out because we're not going to get to the end of this. But we managed to, Preston is my best friend. And he knows me better than anyone. And we surround ourselves with like-minded people, too. So we even have a circle of loved ones and couples who are listening ears with fairness sometimes that we can lean in to help us sometimes, too. But we really don't like to fight. Our fights may last a couple of hours, and we don't go to bed angry. That's one thing we've managed to do for years. It can't go over into the next morning.
That's awesome.
You said something just recently that your grandmother told you about arguing and fighting or something about sometimes you don't have to have
a You don't have to have the last word. I know, I can usually persuade him to get him to do whatever I want him to do. So sometimes there's no need to fight about it. I just say, okay, love, that's fine. And
usually
it goes in my favor.
That's how I became a nurse. She just persuaded.
There you go.
Listen, let me just bring you into the Turner's world. We're very competitive with one another. We fight, and we fight to win. We got boxing gloves at home, and when we fight, baby, we go for the jugular. This is not a Father Knows Best and Leave It to Beaver. This ain't the Cosby's. This is real time, and so we would fall asleep arguing over who gets the last word, Stephanie. And so we'll fall asleep and wake up, somebody wake up and say, that's what I was saying. And then the other one fall asleep and he wake up and say, that's what I was saying. And we wake up during the night and say, that's what I was saying. Go see who going to get to.
Yeah. And because of our age now, when we wake up the next morning, we forgot what we were arguing about.
But I'm just serious. My husband, because I used to worry about it when the children were young. And I used to say, honey, you know, we can't be arguing like this with the kids and all that stuff. He said, look, he says, these kids need to see real life. He said, I would be worried if they never saw us loving each other.
Right.
He said, they see us loving as much as they see us disagreeing. Mm-hmm. And so that's been our, you got your secret sauce. We got our secret sauce.
I love it.
And so it works for you. And I love it. You know, you're the story I read about. Don't go to bed angry.
No,
be
we don't.
Sweet. But I like how you said that. Okay, love. No, I don't.
Love.
You know, my
you're
kids
right.
call me Petty LaBelle because I'm so petty. And I say, okay, I'll fix you. I'll fix you later.
Yes, she does.
Well, we're going to prepare for a little break. Please stay with us, Brian. So I'm loving you all so much. I want to pack you all and bring you home with us. So stay with us. Okay. All right. We're going to go out for a break. You're with the Turners. Let's talk about it with the Turners and 1380 WAOK News and Talk Radio. Call in if you got any questions for the Bryants. They're here with us and willing to give you any information and tell you their secret sauce and how they kept it real. See you in a minute.
Well, welcome back to Let's Talk About It with the Turners on News and Talk 1380 WALK, the voice of this great community. We are at the Couples Cafe right now, enjoying in a phenomenal couple, the Bryants. I don't even know what to say about how wonderful they are in reference to the strength and the commitment and the love that they've committed to themselves for their marriage and their family. And it is an example and a beautiful, beautiful light to shine on others to show that there's hope at a distance.
Yes.
There's love at a distance.
Yes.
If you just take the time to listen and work together and let's be one with one another.
You know what, honey, I'm impressed with, and we've talked about it in the early part of the show today, about having to pivot.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
the need to yes. pivot. We don't always do that well, right? You can, and I've struggled with that sometimes when you get stuck in what you thought the outcome should be, mm-hmm. and you stay there so long, you're unable to pivot, to move. And this couple, what they are sharing is they went through a career, what somebody may call crisis, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they saw it as an opportunity. And I tell you what I heard when Steph, both of them said, Preston said, my wife and the neighbor, I believe it was, suggested that I go into nursing. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a construction worker, right? Yeah. A construction, whatever, a builder.
Mm-hmm.
And so I get a vision of what that looks like. And then he went into the compassionate, yes, caring, yes. empathetic
nursing.
Feel of nursing.
Yeah.
And this is the one thing that came to me, Rob. It pays to listen to your spouse sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
And the operative word is sometimes.
I'm serious. I listen to you. When I wanted,
because I'm always right.
Oh, please. All right. I really did, for the listeners here, I wanted another baby. I did. I thought I wanted another baby. We had had three, and we had one girl was the last one, Stephanie, and I really wanted one more. I thought I could get a girl, another girl. And my husband sat me down, looked at me, and he said, listen to me. He said, let me paint a picture for you. We're going to be old. We're going to be like grandparents' age in that school with a little preschooler. He said, you don't want to do this, Vic. You don't want to. And I listened. Something said that this man is a wise man. I listened. And now our baby is 40 years old. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Go. I can only handle one girl. He gave me. So it pays, Preston. You understood that. And you started out as an empathetic nurse, a caring nurse, and you've moved up to the ranks. And now you are a CEO of a hospital, acute care facility. I want you all to I really do honor you in a way that I can't even articulate it, because I celebrate you, your love, yes. And I celebrate your commitment to perseverance and accountability. But I want you to tell our listeners about how, give them some advice, because our couples need advice. They need to know how to face life and what you've told them about your secret sauce. But I want you to give them some advice how to face challenges in life.
You want to start?
Yes, I'll start. And this goes back to my change of careers. It was a struggle and a challenge at that time for me to accept or to get on board. And, you know, we actually went to counseling around that same time. And the
wait, that he didn't want to go to, but he did.
Well, I was going to get to that. It was probably the best thing that we could have done. And he gave us some advice that I'll get to in a second. But us going to the counseling, he said, number one, I can see that y'all love each other. Nobody's beating each other, harming each other. Nobody is physically, emotionally harming anyone. Nobody's cheating on each other. Nobody's on drugs. You know, y'all may have some financial concerns that your life is changing, but y'all don't have any reason to get divorced. And after like 4 or 5 or maybe 10 visits, I don't know how many it was, he told us not to come back and see him no more. Mm-hmm. But the advice that he gave that I would give to other people too, that, you know, during relationships, it's going to be ups and downs. And he told us that if you can fight through the struggles and he made us read a book and some other things too, and gave us some tools to work with. But he said most couples that go to counseling or that have problems, if they stay together 5 years, and it was a number like 85 or 90% of them report being happy 5 years later. So, you know, it's going to be some trials and tribulations, but continue to work at it, work through them. And it will be some happiness on the other side. So don't give up on each other. Work through the struggles, compromise, and things will get better.
That's good.
And I guess mine is pray often and together. Surround yourselves. Always try to be positive. Nobody wants a grumpy anything. So, you know, I wake up each day, you know, really thinking of how I can make both of our lives better. And have a positive attitude. And we really do have great family and friends who support us. I have wonderful married girlfriends who share in the bliss of marriage. And it's so beautiful to be able to see, you know, to have people around you. Surround yourself with people who are like-minded and who can lift you up when you need to be lifted. And like each other a lot. I mean, time, we call it mommy daddy time. That's always important.
Mm-hmm. So children were small, they couldn't interrupt us or come see us. They need to figure it out if it got past 8:30. We had to have our time.
And it doesn't have to be, you know, there's a different type of intimacy other than physical intimacy. Mm-hmm. But you really do have to make that a priority, because you know, this is the closest that two humans will be other than the birth of a child. So you want to ensure that each person feels loved and needed, and you know, that we can grow old together and still enjoy our company.
You know, Preston, I'm sorry, go ahead, Preston.
No, real quick, even when our oldest son was just born, I think he was 5 or 6 weeks old when he was with my mother. She moved down here and moved with us. We went away.
Wait, Miss Vicki, I lived with my mother-in-law for 20 years, too. That's a whole other story.
Ooh, bless the Lord. Bless
the Lord. We went away for a quick weekend getaway, and my wife was crying because she left her baby.
Yes.
But we've always, 2, 3, 4 times a year, we go, whether it's just for a weekend or a real vacation that I consider is not a real vacation unless it's a week, away without our children, mm-hmm. so we can rekindle and re-spark our relationship as well.
Yeah, we travel a lot together.
That's awesome. That's
good. Without the kids.
Without them. With the kids. And with them too.
You know, when you guys...
home sometimes.
There you go. I believe in that a lot. when you guys were talking about, you know, dealing with conflict and different things, and when you were going through the counseling, you gave me a biblical perspective on an example in the Bible when Jesus got his disciples in the boat and he said, okay, y'all go to the other side. I'll meet you over there. When they started off, it was calm. The sea was calm. It was peaceful. But all of a sudden, storms came up, you know, and it was tossing and throwing the boat around and everything. But because they had Christ with them, they got to the other side. But the key to the whole thing is this. They stayed in the boat in the storm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. In the storm. And that's what you guys did. And I look at the results. You're on the other side. Mm. And you're benefiting from staying in that boat. And we appreciate you for that.
This has been so good, so rich. Thank you so much for mentioning counseling, because many in our community are in opposition to it. We want to pray our way through. We want to whatever. But sometimes you need a little help.
Oh, yeah.
And get the right help from the right person that speaks to your values and the desires that you have to grow as a family. Bryant's, I can't wait. And I hate this is on radio and people can't see you because you're such a beautiful couple, not just your spirit, but you're a beautiful couple and inside and out. And so we are honored to have been able to meet you at this juncture of life. And to celebrate your commitment to one another as a couple. And we're going to add you to our prayer list and continue to lift you up as you move throughout life and the many challenges that we don't see coming sometimes.
And Preston, when you come back in town and, you know, you spent your quality time, quote unquote, with your wife, we'd love to take you guys out to dinner.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
Well, no, babe. Wait a minute. Let them take us.
I forgot. You're a CEO. Forget that statement.
Yeah, no.
You're taking us out.
Yeah. We want to invite you.
Erase that from your mind. You are paying for our food. Okay.
Because, you know, we're in the senior citizens category.
We're on fixed income.
My husband is looking for discounts when he go to the grocery store. When he go
Tuesdays at Goodwill. Tuesdays at Walmart.
I love it.
Those days.
Even though we're both still working, we do the same thing.
I know, that's
no
right.
No matter who pays, yes, we need to go out.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You.
You've been
Thank
wonderful.
You
Thank you
us.
For sharing you
Thank
with
you.
Us. We appreciate you.
We will. We will.
Absolutely.
God bless you all.
Have a beautiful day.
You too. Thank you. You're listening to Let's Talk About It with the Turners, and we're having a wonderful time here today. We're on News and Talk, 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community. Come on, we want to hear from you. Our number is 404-726-1380. We'll be right back.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you
it's
get your
reality
podcast.
Gaze, let's love.